हरे रामा
हरे रामा
रामा हरे हरे
रामा हरे हरे.
सो यू आर ऑल वेलकम फॉर श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास फ्राइडे मॉर्निंग एट्स राधा बैरिनेश्वर कृष्ण बलराम टेम्पल स्कान बैरिन. वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम थर्ड कैंटो एंड द चैप्टर इज 13, and the chapter is entitled Appearance of Lord Varahadev. So, let's go to Brahma's planet. Because this all talk is going on between the Brahma when he created Swayambhu Manu from his very self, right side Swayambhu Manu, left side Satarupa, and prior to that he created Manasik, his mental Sankalp Shakti, by his simply let there be sun, and there was four Kumaras. So, by his Sankalp Shakti, by his mental potency, he created seven rishis. But the creation was not increasing, so he was worried how to do it. And then when Swayambhu Manu and Satarupa, they were created by Brahma, and they agreed to produce progeny, then they asked, where can we have progeny? The place Earth is right now in Garbhasagar. Oh, then Brahmaji was in meditation. Yes, that's right. There's no place where creation can be. So, during this meditational mood of Brahma, Supreme Lord manifested from the nostril of Brahma. Is there any problem if Supreme Lord appears from the nostril of Brahma? So he appeared from the nostril of Brahma and immediately started growing bigger. Brahma was surprised, all the rishis were surprised. What is this? How come this is happening? And then Brahma recognized, and all the rishis recognized, this is not ordinary creature. This is Supreme Lord to give us opportunity to serve, is serving himself to bring the earth back to its orbit for creation to continue. Now next chapter will be the pregnancy of Diti and appearance of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyakashipu. So this Hiranyakashipu was, after many demigods, he actually challenged, he went to the Varuna, and Varuna said, I'm too old, I cannot really fight. If really you have much desire to have a combat, then Lord Vishnu really will fulfill your desire, and like a dog, you will be beaten. Please go. Where is Vishnu? He said, go and find. So Narada said, right now, as you see, he is in the form of Varahadev taking earth. So the question is, when there was no earth, when there was no creation, so from where this Hiranyakashipu came? The creation is taking place afterwards. When Varadeva was bringing earth from the Garbha Sagar, Hiranyakashipu was already there. So this is either they took birth in a previous kalp, or they were living somewhere in Patal Lok, which is their place. It is not of same Manvantar. This Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyakashipu is not of same. This is creation is taking place now. So this their presence, when Varahadeva was bringing earth out, I mean, this is a thought which Acharya is a thought about, that this is Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyakashipu cannot be of this Manvantar, definitely of different kalp, different Brahma's day, or else they were on some other, say Patal or some other planet. And because they are claiming earth is in our Patal Lok, so they were there. So anyway, when Supreme Lord Varahadeva was, he appeared there, and he immediately, without any speaking or parvachan, usually Supreme Lord appears, he simply entered into the Garbha Ocean and to bring the earth on his tusk back into the orbit. So therefore it's called Kriya Pradhan Avatar. Kriya Pradhan means activity oriented incarnation. Like next incarnation in third canto is Kapil Dev, which is Gyan Pradhan, which has given the Sankhya philosophy. So this Varahadeva, when he appeared, and when sages saw them doing this creation, they bringing earth up, all these rishis, they started praying Supreme Lord in the form of Varahadeva. So their prayers are focused on one particular name of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, what is called Yajnapati. Generally, if we say Bhagavad Gita, if you say Krishna says Saha Yajna Srishtva Pravacha Prajapati. So creation is always along with Yajna. So there must be Yajnapati. And the Yajnapati is creator himself. So Lord Vishnu is Yajnapati. And direct instruction of Lord Krishna is perform this Yajna. So all the rishis, they are always performing Yajna. And everybody has to perform Yajna ultimately. 5 Yajnas every Grahastha has to perform every day basically. It's called 5 Sunu. Sunu means death. In our house, by sweeping, by watering, by fire, always living entities are killed. Therefore, every Grahastha is obliged to perform 5 Yajna. Atati Yajna, Pitra Yajna, Rishi Yajna, Bhuta Yajna, giving grains to the other living entities like birds are. This is a Bhuta Yajna. Atati Yajna, any guest coming there. Pitra Yajna, feeding to the forefathers. Rishi Yajna, all the Vedas which has given us, so doing something, reading, giving charity, something is there. So all these 5 Yajna, each Grahastha has to do, generally. So ultimately, Yajna is a main focus in a human civilization. Sa Yajna Praja Srishta Prajapati. Yajna Artha Karmano. Do all your act as a Yajna. So Yajna is a, and therefore now, right now, we have, Mahaprabhu has given us another Yajna, but the Yajna is a, to perform Yajna is the main activity, a spiritual activity of the human civilization. if you take it like this, to perform yajna is the principal spiritual activity of the living entities for ishta kama dhukha, for getting all his desire fulfilled. So which desire? We have to learn from again scripture. The best desire to be fulfilled is to develop unalloyed devotion at the lotus feet of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. This is the only desire which makes us desireless. To desire service, loving service to Krishna will make us desireless. Krishna bhakta nich kam ateva shant. Bhukti mukti siddhi sakal ashant. Krishna bhakta nich kam ateva shant. To be desireless means only to desire service to the lotus feet of Krishna. So yajna is the main principle, direct direction. So these all rishis are focusing on the Supreme Lord Varahadev's vapuhu, or the form, and they are meditating on him as a yajnapati. With all the yajna paraphernalia represented in his transcendental form. So, last Friday, we had this verse. O Lord, your form is worshipable by performance of sacrifice. Rupam tavaitam nano duskritatmanam durlabham deva. This is what last time we worshipped. So, O Lord, your form is worshipable by performance of sacrifice. But souls who are simply miscreants are unable to see it. You are Yajnapati, but people don't think that you are Yajnapati. Everything has to be offered to you. They are selfish and satisfying their own desires, but they are not offering anything to you. All the Vedic hymns, Gayatri and others, are in touch of your skin. So all these Vedic hymns, they are comparing to the touch of the skin of the Lord Varahadev. In your bodily hairs is the kush grass. Whatever the yajna, you need kush grass for purification. It's called kush is for purification for all. So that is for purification. That is your hairs of the body. In your eyes is clarified butter, which is needed for yajna. And in your four legs are the four kinds of fruitive activities: artha, kama, moksha and dharma. It's not explained here, but it appears like these four fruitive activities are these. Artha, kama, all they are, there is a desire in all four. So now, today, further, all the rishis, headed by Brahma himself and the seven rishis, four kumaras, Manu, they is jointly praying. So we will read this verse now. Sarkatundasita swarva isha nasayor. Ido dare chamashaha karana randhare. Prashitaram asyae grasane grahatute. Yacharvanam te bhagavan agnihotaram. Sarkatundasita sarvaisha nasayo. Ido dare chamasaha karana randhare. Parasita ramasyae grasane grahastute. यचर्मणं ते भगवन् अग्निहोत्रम् सरकतुण्डासीत् सर्व ईश नाशयो इडोदरे चमसाः कर्णरन्ध्रे परासीत्रमास्याय ग्रसने ग्रहास्तु ते यचार्वणं ते भगवन् अग्निहोत्रम् सारकतुण्ड आसीत् स्वर ईश नाशयो इडोदरे चमसः कर्णरन्ध्रे परशीतरमास्ये ग्रसने गृहास्तु ते सचार्वणं ते भगवन् अग्निहोत्रम् सर्गतुमासीत् सर्व ईश नाशयो इडोदरे चमसः कर्णरन्ध्रे आशितरमाशे ग्रसने ग्रहास्तु ते ये शर्वणं ते भगवान् अग्निहोत्रम् मदर्स सारकतुण्डासीत् सर्व ईश नाश्यो इडोदरे चमसा कर्णरन्ध्रे राशितरमाशे ग्रसने ग्रहास्तु ते यशर्वणं ते भगवन् अग्निहोत्रम् सो वर्ड टू वर्ड सर्क the plate for sacrifice, tunde on the tongue, asit there is, survaha another plate for sacrifice, isha o Lord, nasayoho of the nostrils, ida the plate for eating, udre in the belly, Chamasaha, another plate for sacrifices. Karanarandhare, in the hole of the ears. Prasitram, the plate called Brahma plate. Asyae, in the mouth. Grasane, in the throat. Grahaha, the plate known as Soma plate. To, but te your yat that which charvanam shaving te bhagavan o my lord agnihotram in your eating through your sacrificial fire translation and purport by his divine grace abhay charanarvind bhakti vedan swami shri prabhupada ki So rishis are saying, O Lord, your tongue is the plate of sacrifice. Your nostril is another plate of sacrifice. In your belly is the eating plate of sacrifice. Another plate of sacrifice is the holes of your ears. In your mouth is the Brahma plate of sacrifice. Your throat is the plate of sacrifice known as Soma. And whatever you, what is called, chive. Is known as Agnihotra. So anybody has this type of vision when they look at Varadev? Brahma Arapanam, Brahma Havi, Brahma Agno, Brahma Nahutam, Brahma Evate Gantam, Brahma Karma Samadhina. This is only those who have purified senses, they can see everything Brahma. And here is a Parabrahma himself in the form of Varadev. So only these rishis, which are self-realized, and they have a purified senses, so they can see Varahadev even as a complete paraphernalia of yajna represented in his form. Is this vision very easy? Not at all. This vision is not at all easy to think like this. So the Vedavadis, and Prabhupada is still continuing the same mood of the purport from the last verse. There is a class of miscreants, Prabhupada has classified them, there is a class of miscreants who are known in the words of Bhagavad Gita as Vedavadis. Meditate on two words. There is a class of miscreants, put it in one side, and in the words of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada is keeping himself, you know, safe, in a safe distance, in the words of Bhagavad Gita. I am not saying. This is but very intelligent way of presenting things. There are a class of miscreants in the words of Bhagavad Gita, called Vedavadis. Which is that verse? Huh? Ye pushpitam vacham pravadanta vipaschita vedavada rataha parth na anyadasti dhananjaya. What is that? I don't know. Just mix everything. Huh? This is the verse in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And this verse comes after the vivasaya atmika buddhi eke kurunandana. So there are those who follow strictly the spiritual master with a fixed, resolute determination, and there are others, they are captivated by the flowery language of the Vedas. They don't understand the purpose of Vedas, but they are simply into the rituals, and they are called Vedavadis. Puspicham vacham pravadanti. No, what is that? Avipischita. Avipischita. Avipischita means very intelligent. Vipischita. The avipishit means less intelligent. They are not really wise. They say Veda, but what is in the Veda, they don't know. Vedas sarver aham eva vedyo. They don't understand. Vedas sarver aham eva vedyo. When Krishna is saying, Vedas sarver aham, me, Krishna, eva, only vedyo to be known. By all the Vedas, I, Krishna, is to be known. How you know this? Veda, Veda kardam. I have given Veda. So I know what is the purpose of Veda. Prabhupada used to say that the writer knows what is the subject matter of book. We don't know. The writer or the compiler know what is the intention of his subject matter of the book. So all the great Vedic rishis, before they compile any book, they write Mangalacharan. They write Mangalacharan, auspiciousness, and which contains three components. Ishta Deva Prathana, worship, the prayer to their worshipable deity. And second part of the Mangalacharan is Vishay Vastu, what is the subject matter of this work. And third is Shruti phal or ashirvad, the blessings. If somebody understands this work, what is the benefit? So these three components is called Mangalachar. So what is the subject matter? So Krishna is saying, I have given Vedas. I know the subject matter of Veda. And their subject matter is to know me. But Vedavadis don't believe this. They believe in the words of the Vedas, but they don't believe in the purpose of Veda. So Vedavadis, this is the Vedavadis. Now, Prabhupada is continuing this purport today also. The Vedavadis say that there is nothing more than Vedas. There is nothing more than Vedas. And the performance of the sacrifice mentioned in the Veda. The two statements. Vedavadis say Vedas are everything. And In Vedas there is only sacrifice. This worship they don't accept. Now you understand who are Vedvadis. Go further, you will find. They are recently, they have recently made a rule in their group to formally observe daily sacrifice. Every day they do yajna. They simply ignite a small fire and offer something whimsically. But they do not strictly follow the sacrificial rules and regulations mentioned in the Vedas. Actually, yajna kunda, in which the yajna is formed, there is a prescription in Veda how to make a kunda, what size kunda has to be made. How many, sankhya means how many lakhs of mantra you are chanting, according to that you have to form the yajna pit. Say 1 lakh, 10 lakh, that much ahutis you have to give. So 1/4 of total chanting ahutis one has to give. So it means that much grains have to go. So the yajna pit has to be that big. And there is a rules and regulation. But there is a one place where the Brahma's place is there. They put all the things for Brahma, all the puja paraphernalia for Brahma. So there is a, then Odarya will sit somewhere who put the only ghee. And that. So this is a some system there. But they make something like which is on the top of this hundi. See? The top of the hundi. This is their yajna kunda. They have made some metal yajna kunda. No endeavor made to make a yajna kunda even. What to speak for doing yajna. There's a procedure to make a yajna kunda. They have typical this type of yajna kunda. And some grains and something, and they do some soha every day. That is good. But they should follow the prescribed rules, which are explained in the Veda itself. So, it is understood that by regulation they are, it is understood that by regulation, means regulation of Vedas, there are different plates of sacrifice required, such as sarka, surva, bhairis, chatuhotra, ida, chamsa, prashitra, graha, agnihotra. So these are the different, some 7 plates or something, which is required for any yajna. What do you think? You all are sitting here. The Hare Krishna, representative of Vedic civilization. Arya. You are all Arya here. Is it right or not? Representative of Vedic civilization are called Arya. Do you know these names? Do you know these parts of the names of the yajna? No. Then how to perform yajna? We don't know what are the different names for the different plates of yajna. So in other words, Vedavadis don't know all these things, but they still claim that they are following the Vedas. But Prabhupada will make a very significant point further. One cannot achieve the result of sacrifice unless one observes the strict regulation. This one line is very instructive. Any yajna, if there is no proper pronunciation of mantra, all the strict rules are not followed exactly, there will be no result, but there will be opposite result. Prativaya. Prativaya. Prativaya means opposite. Prati, just opposite. Vaya. There is an opposite result. This is, you remember in Bhagavad, there is a yajna where the Indra Ari, they were chanted, we need an enemy who killed the Indra, but they got the just opposite. This is Vritasura, the birth of Vritasura by Tushta, the father of Vishwarup. Tushta, father of Vishwarup, was doing yajna to get a son who can kill Indra, but pronunciation was such that he got the one who is killed by Indra. So, result of the yajna depends upon the meticulously, very, say, with a strict rules and regulation, you arrange everything, then the time is important. Purna Ahuti has a time. It's not in the middle of the night you want to do swaha. Whenever you have time, then we will do yajna. So yajna can only give result well if it is performed right time, right place, right paraphernalia, right pronunciation. All the chandas of the... we don't have experience. But the students going in Gurukul, they have recitation of mantra in a particular chand, and their hands goes up and down with each word. So these are, we don't know anything. So this type of yajna is simply a satisfaction of a perform that I have performed yajna. But it will have no any result. This is what Prabhupada is mentioning. One cannot achieve the results of sacrifice unless one observes the strict regulation. In this age, there is particularly no facility for performing sacrifice in strict discipline. This is a blank statement. In this age, to get clarified butter, cow's butter, that melted into the ghee, is rarely available. Is it right? What they write nowadays on a ghee tin? Shuddha, 100% pure ghee. What it means? Before it was ghee only. Just say ghee, that is okay. But when there is a need of, say, pure ghee, then 100% pure ghee, what it means actually? There's no ghee actually. And that cow should be fed a grass, fresh grass, not cows just loiter on the street and eat polythene and then give milk. This is polythene milk which we are getting. Nobody's taking care of the cows. And basically, Kamadhino, when it appeared from the churning of the milk ocean, it was given to rishis, because rishis need cows to have ghee to perform the yajna. So it is very difficult to get the right ingredient in this age to perform yajna, and right priest to perform yajna. Before, there was no need of inviting any priest in every house. Those who were doing yajna, they were priests themselves. But now in this island, in this country, if you go and find out one priest for yajna, it will be hardly ever you find it. And if you find it, he will do it something, the hodgepodge from here and there, but not a especially professional piece. It's very difficult to find. And on the top of that, if he is paid priest, then his result is zero. Dakshina is okay, but paid priest, I will charge this much for this yajna. It means there is no result to the yajna. Very simple. This is the formula. This yajna cost, there are many, this yajna for this purpose, it will cost 11,000 rupees. Means no result. It's not a Vedic system. Only Vashishtha, the priest of Maharaj Nimi, he was tempted by Indra's invitation to go perform yajna in heavenly planet. And Nimi Maharaj thought that if I die at this moment, then how can I fulfill my duty of performing yajna? So he requested some other priest to come and do the yajna. When Vasishtha came, he became angry. He said, why you invited some other instead of me? You are my party. Why you invited the other? And then what is the Nimi Maharaj said? Why for the more income you went to the Indra and left me? So, Vasishtha said, I think you give up your body, I curse you. And before giving up body, Nimi said, yes, you too give up your body. So both left their body. So again, Vasishtha took the another birth and Nimi Maharaj never wanted to take birth. Therefore, when demigods requested that you take body, he said, I don't want to live in the body. Therefore, his name is Videha. Videha, without body. Then they churned his body. And therefore the person formed is called Janak. Janak means formed by special, is it born by a special method. And the kingdom he established called Mithila. Because he came out by manthan. Manthan means by churning. So this title, Janak, was first given to Maharaj Nimi. And his kingdom was Mithila. And he was called Vidhiraj. In the 21st generation from Maharaj Nimi was the Maharaj Janak, father of Mother Sita. And his name was Khirdhwaj. So he was Janak as a title of this dynasty. And the Nimi Maharaj dynasty. So yajna, if this is what I'm saying, if temptation for getting, you know, remuneration of the yajna means this whole thing is the curse and counter curse happened there in their yajna. Now. So this is very good. Prabhupada has actually pointed out the defect in the performance of yajna at present age. It is like, as a doctor, he has diagnosed the disease of a present Vedic civilization. But the doctor is not considered good if he only diagnoses the disease and don't give treatment. What do you think? You like such doctor? He simply diagnosed your disease. Yes, you have tuberculosis. Go at your home and take rest. Wait for death. Is that a good doctor? You have cancer, my dear friend. I have diagnosed you. Go to your home. Is that good doctor? Good doctor must give a prescription or treatment. If there is something wrong, then what is right with you? So Prabhupada is giving now the direction for the disease Vedic civilization. What is the direction? Therefore, in this age of Kali, there is a structure regarding such sacrifices. Which structures regarding such sacrifices? No animal sacrifice in yajna is allowed in Kali Yuga. There are four structures, I think there are four if I remember. One of them is Ashwamedh yajna, forbidden for Kali Yuga. No Ashwamedh yajna, no Gomedh yajna. These were the yajna which are in the Vedas. The animal which is sacrificed is given new life and promotion. So these yajna are not allowed. The other thing which is not allowed is Niyog. Niyog was the another system. If the elder brother left body or planet, then the son can be begotten in the wife by a younger brother. This was an old Vedic system, like Vyasadeva got the children from the wife of Chitrangan and Chitrartha. These two brothers, this Dhritarashtra, Pandu and Vidru. So this was system. It's called a Niyog, which is forbidden in Kali Yuga. So there are something which are flirting. So Prabhupada is just mentioning, when he's saying one line, he's quoting that same Vedas. So in those Vedas, it says, this is forbidden. It is explicitly directed that one should perform Sankirtan Yajna, nothing more. Medicine. This diagnosis and then treatment. But now, it depends upon the patient if we follow or not. This is, Prabhupada is giving treatment. Sankirtan, nothing else. For this age, the Yajna is Sankirtan. Congregation chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada is not preaching this, but he was practicing this when Vrindavan temple was inaugurated. To have a temple in Vrindavan where it is all orthodox Goswamis and Brahmins living there. So Prabhupada, say, got some Radharaman priest to perform all the yajna and other things, local Brahmins. But he told to his all disciples, you chant Hare Krishna. This is the yajna which I believe. This is the yajna for inviting deities to be here. What they are doing is for us to be accepted by the local people that we have performed the yajna. This is the words Prabhupada said. This is real yajna, which you are chanting, say, Hare Krishna mantra. What they are doing is, we are doing it to be acceptable in a samaj, in a particular, in anywhere outside of the India, wherever Prabhupada installed deities, all these yajna were performed by devotees. There was no priest hired at all. Only Vrindavan and then Bombay also. Some of priests from Vrindavan went there to perform. Because this is according to place and circumstances. So yajna has to be performed. Which is the yajna? But Prabhupada preached here, he practiced it. The Harinam Sankirtan is the yajna for this age. Now, the incarnation of the Supreme Lord is Yajneshwar. And unless one has respect for the incarnation of the Lord, he cannot perfectly perform sacrifice. This is Prabhupada, this directly. See, now you can read it like this. The Vedavadis. You just read this sentence like this. Vedavadis. They have no respect for the incarnation of the Lord. Therefore, they cannot perform sacrifice. They don't recognize the Yajneshwar. Is it now clear? How Prabhupada has these two lines to link, then it is clear. They say, no, these are all the forms of, no Murti Puja. Their only one slogan is, no Murti Puja. This Vedavadis say no deity worship. Say 60 years back, there was huge debates used to be there in India. Vedavadis, Sanatan Dharam. On the stage they have a big debates, and worship as deity has to be no worship deity. This is Vedic verse. So what happened in one such debate? The Vedavadis has their founder of their Vedavad system. His beautiful portrait was on the stage. So the opposite party, before speaking anything, he had a shoe chappal garland and he just put on that portrait, and all the Vedavadis said, what are you doing? He said, this is a murti, what is the problem? This is some photo you are hanging, and if we dishonor this photo, you are fighting and you are dishonoring all our worship, which is methodically done according to the Shastra. And they won the debate by simply this one action. They did something.
जूतों का हार पहना दिया उसको. नाराज हो गए. व्हाई यू आर बिकम एंग्री बाबा? यू डोंट बिलीव इन डीटी वर्शिप, यू डोंट बिलीव इन मूर्ति पूजा, सो व्हाट इज दिस? ये मूर्ति तो है, इसको गले में डाला, व्हाट इज द प्रॉब्लम? सो दिस इज दिस वर देर वॉज अ टाइम इन इंडिया वॉज वेरी टफ टाइम. They were conversing to get the people to follow Vedvadis. In Sanatan, there was a big fight always going on. Like Shivite and Vaishnavite, there were always big fights. Similarly, this the Sanatani, they call Sanatanis and Vedvadis. They had always fights. Now it is so much degenerated that only you will get all this group of Vedvadis over 70 year old. No young person you can find in them. It is degenerating. But it was maybe needed for some little time. In the history, there was a need maybe to, particularly in certain period of the history where the people who were not following Vedic civilization were endangering the temples and their deities. So they just invented some system from the part of the Veda, like what is called Ardha Kukti Nyaya, half hen Nyaya. The hen is giving every day golden egg, but it is eating some grains. So let us cut the front part of the head, hen, and then we'll get only the eggs. But if you kill the murgi, then where is the egg? This is called Ardha Kukti Nyaya. They just took some part of the Vedas and then they promoted it as this is only Vedas. But there is something also in the Vedas which they... But they were too much... The problem with this group was that they were too much criticizing each and every faith. And the result is they disappeared automatically. So... They have, unless one has respect for incarnation of Lord, he cannot perfectly perform. In other words, taking shelter of the Lord and rendering service unto him is the factual performance of all sacrifice, as explained herein. Different plates of sacrifice correspond to the different parts of the body of the Lord's incarnation. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, it is explicitly directed that one should perform Sankirtan Yajna to please the Lord's incarnation as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This should be rigidly followed in order to achieve the result of Yajna performance. Here ends the purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So what is the message? Yajna is only successful when we have respect for Yajneshwar. And Yajneshwar in this, on this planet, or on earth at least, is the incarnation of that particular period. I said sometime, it should be explained like this. Current currency is only encashed in the market. Current currency, if you have, say, British rule time of Bahrain dinar, you can't buy anything. The current currency of a present king, if it is authorized, then you can purchase anything with that currency and you will get the fruits. So the current currency of the present incarnation of Kali Yuga, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Prabhupada is quoting here from Bhagavatam, 11th canto. And this 11th canto is spoken by Nav Yogendra to Nimi Maharaj, same Nimi Maharaj. The Nimi Maharaj, Videha Nimi Maharaj, he was instructed by Nav Yogendra, the ninth son of Maharaj Rishabdev. Maharaj Rishabdev has 100 sons. And he instructed 100 sons, but the 100 son of Maharaj Rishabdev, out of that, 9 become now Yogendar, renunciant. 9. And
10 becomes
10,
become great Kshatriya rulers. In 81 they become Karmakanda Brahmans. So this proves that Varna and Ashram is not according to birth. Supreme Lord Rishabhdev has 100 sons and 9 Navayogendra celibate sannyasis, say like this. 11 kings, rulers, Kshatriya, and the rest 81 were Brahmanas performing yagyas. So 3 different Varna and Ashram from one father's children. So these Navayogendra, Havi, Kavi, Antariksh, Prabuddha, Paplayan, each one was speaking some answer to the Maharaj Nimi. And who was hearing this in Bhagavatam? Who was speaking and who was hearing? Narad Muni was speaking and Vasudeva, the father of Krishna, was hearing. This is... So there it is explained that in Kali Yuga, Krishna Varnam Tvesha Krishna is a Karbhajan. Karbhajan is a Navayogendra who is speaking this verse, Karbhajan. Krishna Varnam Tvesha Krishna Sango Panga Parshad Astaram Yagnayesha Sankirtan Jajanti Swamedha. So those who are intelligent will recognize this incarnation who is performing yajna with paraphernalia in the form of associates. So Panchatattva, they perform along with the other devotees, this Sankirtan Yajna throughout the length and breadth of Bharat Varsh, and left the message behind that in future somebody will spread this Yatra Nagradi Gram, and that is carried out by most merciful His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And this Sankirtan was performed in different parts of the world. Prabhupada sometimes was asked that, so what about the next world war? He says, yes, it can happen, but if we perform Sankirtan, then we can postpone it. So you are in this country and you are in certain fearful situation because of the political turmoil here. So sincerely perform yajna, the benefit will be perceived very soon. Otherwise, if you perform yajna, part of your sacrifice, some benefit always go to the king in whose place you live. Some benefit always go to the person whose grain you are eating. So everybody who is chanting Hare Krishna, doing Sankirtan, some benefit always goes to the king, some to those who are offering bhoga every day. They will get the benefit of our Sankirtan. So it is always in a different portion, it goes to different, I think 6 parts, something like that. It is said, I don't exactly right now remember. So sincerely, because since some or other, like we are provided our material necessity by the kingdom, so we sincerely do Sankirtan Yajna for the right course of action in the country, for the people to be peacefully living here and doing their work. So maybe some Friday sometime you do some, say Sankirtan Yajna, an hour or something. This is what is ultimately, this is what the purpose is. From this verse we should just take this message for present circumstances, that we should perform yajna to please the Supreme Lord, the yajna which is prescribed for this age, to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to get the things in order that we can peacefully perform our prescribed duty as well as our spiritual practices by performing yajna. All the problems are solved, and ultimately your this desh somehow is named by Shri Jayapata Goswami Balaram Desh, and Balaram is most powerful in getting things in order. He has a plow on his shoulder and he can pull anybody and he can push anybody with his club.
He said, Pakka, Prabhupada, when he installed deities in Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram. Then he said, no, now Krishna Balarami is here. If you have a problem, you go to them, say, my dear sir, Krishna and Balaram, I have this problem, and they will solve. Prabhupada said like this, you go to the Krishna Balaram, they will solve. So you have now Krishna Balaram. You go to them and let the problem be solved. Hare Krishna. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki Granthraj Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki. I think one paragraph from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu has to be recited. And the topic which we are discussing in Nectar of Devotion is existential ecstatic love. Existential means in the existence of somebody. What is our existence? Soul. Well, we are living because of soul. So these are the symptoms of the soul which are manifested in the body when the soul is in his constitutional position of loving devotional service to Krishna. Then in that particular enlightened soul's body, these symptoms are manifested. The chapters were existential, existential ecstatic love. So our existence is soul. There is soul, then we are living. If soul is in its constitutional position, loving devotional service to Krishna, then these symptoms manifest in the body of that particular Mahatma. Is it clear? Now, such people who are those, here explained. Similarly means, some previous paragraph says, hearing the flute of Krishna, those devotees who are in constitutional position of loving relationship with him, they simply hear flute, they see Krishna. Even Krishna is not in front of them. And their body transforms. Oh, this is flute sound coming from Krishna's flute. So, similarly means when some hear flutes. One gopi said to the other, my dear friend, when I heard the sound of Krishna's flute, I tried to hide myself from the reaction of the vibration. So sound vibration of Krishna's flute brings transformation in the body of the devotees. This is on a higher level. But to a little lower level, the Dwarka Vasis, they heard the blowing of the conch shell of Krishna when he was coming from Hastinapur back to the Dwarka. All the Dwarka Vasis, they were jubilant. They got onto their chariot. They ran to receive Krishna. So there was a transformation in their body. So gopis is little higher level than our understanding. But this is the level which we can understand. And then more easily what we can understand is, say if we get a phone call that spiritual master is coming tomorrow. Right now when you are talking on the phone, there is a change in your body. Have you felt this? There is a change in the body. If he's talking even like I'm just giving example. This is a higher example. I'm just coming to a level which we can understand. When Uddhav told Vidur that Krishna, before departing from this planet, he named Vidura, your name came onto the mouth and onto the lotus tongue of Sri Krishna, and he directed Maitreya Rishi to impart this Bhagavat Gyan to you. And Vidur, incessantly tears were flowing from here. He said, Krishna remembered me before he left, such a rare soul. And then tears were flowing from his eyes like anything, and he could not really control it. And then Uddhava was also in that same ecstasy. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, when such tears of ecstasy in remembrance of Krishna pouring down, it cleans the heart, it purifies the heart. Such tears purify the heart. So these are the transcendental symptom in the body of the Vidura, simply hearing. So this we have seen in our own life, you know, somebody which we love, and his phone call comes, then we forget everything and just be alert and hear to him. It's very simple. So similarly, these symptoms in Gopi Sim, I am trying to hide myself from reaction of the vibration, but still I could not check the trembling of my body. And therefore all my friends in the house could detect my attachment for the Krishna without any doubt. Hare Krishna. This one paragraph is okay? Thank you very much. Any question or comment? Boliye Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
Where is the place where the progeny can take this?